passage that I chose to analyze for this podcast starts on page 133 and ends on page 136. It starts with the quote that reads, "The next afternoon, Scobie and I sat in his basement watching the rest of the city burn on the television." And it ends with, "Nicholas came up on a car alarm and I a box of air fresheners." The first thing that I noticed when I was reading this passage was the connection between Scobie and Gunner when they're sitting there watching the riots on TV. When they see the images of Technology Town being looted, they look at each other at the same time, and it's like they know what the other is thinking because they both get up same time to run out the door and head to Technology Town to loot. With the other people that are there. And it strikes me as though they're the same person because they seem to be having the same reactions at the same time. The next thing that I noticed was the reference to Langston Hughes that Gunner makes when they realize that there's nothing to steal at Technology Town. And that to me just emphasizes even further how intelligent Scobie and Gunner really are. And it's kind of funny because to me it contradicts, you know, how they're about to engage in this criminal act, and, you know, Gunner is verbatim quoting Langston Hughes' poetry. And Scobie, meanwhile, is right on the ball. He can understand the reference enough to make a comeback for it. And, you know, the imagery is very interesting in this passage. The first type of imagery that stuck out in my mind especially was the Christmas in April imagery. The snowbank of styrofoam package fillers that they fall into when they jump into Technology Town. The tinsel is equated to unraveled cassette tape, which I found to be really interesting. And the fact that things were already stolen, Gunner describes it as presents having already been opened. And that was just a very interesting choice of images to describe that scene. Other images that come to my mind in Technology Town are the overturned shelves as caskets for batteries and other items that no one really wanted to steal. That's the graveyard imagery. It's very different from the Christmas imagery, I think, and it's the difference between the two is striking. And then when they get to, what did you say, the car accessory store, you have a lot of birth imagery, which I find very interesting since they're stealing, and you wouldn't really associate stealing with birth. The wall, the hole in the wall that people are escaping through is being referred to as a birth canal, and the men that are coming out of the store through the hole are wrapped in seat covers, so they look like baby animals, and the images talk about them as being baby animals being born through this birth canal. And a quote that made me laugh when I read it, and that I find to be really interesting, is on page 135, and it's Gunner saying, "I helped deliver a breech baby alligator seat cover that had decided to come out feet first." And I thought that was a very interesting way of putting it, that a person was stealing a seat cover that was made of alligator skin and they were being born breech. It was just an image that made me laugh when I read it. The next thing that is important, I think, to notice in this passage is how looting and looters in What Did You Say are described as being orderly. And Gunner says that there are no horde of one-eyed brigands pillaging and setting fires, which is interesting because maybe that's what he had been expecting. He describes the looters as courteous and patiently waiting in line to be able to steal what they came for. And he describes the man who's handing out stolen goods at the front of the line as a philanthropic soul, which I find an interesting way to describe a person who's handing out stolen goods. If you didn't get what you wanted, you went to the back of the line, which is seemingly opposite from what you would expect people who are looting and pillaging to do. You wouldn't expect them to be patient. And so that was, to me, a very interesting point to bring up. The next thing that I think is important to emphasize and notice in this passage is the change that Gunner goes through from beginning to end. He starts off not wanting to be a thief and not wanting to be associated with the prospect of looting. He admits to being envious of people that are getting all these free things by stealing, but he doesn't think that he's capable of doing it. But as soon as they see the images of the people stealing from the computer store, they get really excited about it, and they seem to really want to be part of this. And they get so excited that they start arguing about what would be best to steal, and it seems as though they've been experienced in the area, because they talk as though they know what's easy to get out of a store and what's not. So it's interesting to see this facade that they put up of being real burglars. They're disappointed when they can't steal from the technology store, which signals that they really wanted to, and that shows a shift from not wanting to steal. And then they have the idea of stealing from the most difficult place to get into in the mall. It's described as impenetrable, and they seem to have really high hopes for getting in, enough so that they try it. And then at the end of the passage, they seem very disappointed when all that they get out of the experience is a car alarm and an air freshener basket. It's not something that they found useful, and Gunner admits to looting not being as exciting as they'd hoped. There are some questions that I had when I was reading this passage that I thought would be pretty important to ask the class, and first is, why does Beatty refer to Scobie or Nicholas in different ways throughout the passage? His relative calls him Nicholas at the beginning, but then Gunner refers to him as Scobie when he talks about him or when he talks to him throughout the passage. But then right at the end, he says Nicholas came up on the car alarm instead of Scobie came up on the car alarm. And I wonder if this is done intentionally by Beatty and what this could possibly mean, and how we're supposed to read Nicholas's character. And then finally, I think that one of the questions is, what is it about the looting that the boys were excited about? Whether it was actually the prospect of stealing things and getting free stuff, or if it was the prospect of being a part of the riots without actually having to be a part of the violence. Because maybe their disappointment at the end of this passage reflects the fact that there was no chaos that they could be a part of because of the orderly scene that I just described before. Maybe this is part of why Gunner feels so disappointed with the entire situation. Maybe they wanted to be violent enough to make it exciting, but they didn't want to be violent enough to really hurt people or burn things.